Program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and how y'all doing? It's another little cold morning here in the Chicagoland area in Wisconsin. Not as bad on the other side of the lake, but, you know, hey, we're going to have a fun time today. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and, you know, everything went well for you and your family and friends that you had over and stuff like that. You know, I know Mario, who's working the boards today, went into probably a tryptophan coma from all the food he ate. And but, I mean, it was a great time. And then I went pheasant hunting with the Illinois Conservation Foundation director's hunt. And you've heard the commercials for a few weeks about it. Plan on it next year, everybody. I'm serious. You need to plan on it every year. This is such a great event, and we had so much fun. It was a little bit tough. We had, you know, snow in the field, so you couldn't shuffle your feet. You had to pick them up and put them down. Oh, yeah, that felt good. But we got some birds. We got some chuckers. We got some pheasants. We had some great food, great camaraderie. We even got an interview for the show today, you know, so I'm excited about that. It was just a good day. But, you know, remember to tell all your friends who tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago app on either there or go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show, or you can, you know, listen to the podcast or subscribe for free. That's a cool thing. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, easy peasy, as someone says. Oh, man. But let's talk about what's going to happen on today's show. First, we're going to have on Desiree Loxley. She was a woman that was at the director's hunt, and she's a dog trainer, and she was out in the field. Oh, I wish I could think of the name of the dog off the top of my head. It's not like a wire-haired. It's another breed just off of that, but with a real long name. But it looks like, you know, those scruffy wire-haired dogs. And it was a great time. She was a lot of fun, very knowledgeable. And you don't see that many women dog trainers out there. And we're going to talk about that with her. And then Saint Tim Mondel. That's right. Saint Tim Mondel, old Santa Tim, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, will come on and talk to us about all the winter programs that you need to come to and bring your kids, bring your parents, bring your whoever, you know, grandparents, ever, bring them out to the Forest Preserve. There's going to be a lot of neat things, indoors, outdoors, bonfires. There's so many different things. Even they're going to have the Canyon Walk going on at the Sagawa Nature Center. I mean, it's just such a good place to spend time in the great outdoors. And then you can go get a hot chocolate and a donut or something like that with everybody. It's a good time, okay? Following that, Pete Meyer. You've heard Pete on our show a couple of times. He's a very good hunter and a longtime friend. He once again went down to the Disabled Deer Hunt down at Wren Lake area. This is where all the hunters have some form of a disability. It could be they could be in a wheelchair. They could be have a heart condition. They could have arthritis very bad. But they just can't get around as well as they used to. And the whole community gets together and gets people out there. The high school kids are out there. They're helping everybody out. They're getting the deers. They're gutting the deers. They're doing all kinds of. We're going to hear everything about that from him. And I'm really excited about this program down in Wren Lake. And I don't know, maybe next year we can help them out and get some clothing, hats, or some kind of gifts for the kids that are all helping out there. That would be a cool thing. And then, of course, we will have the Aiden Fishing and Hunting Report. Who knows what he's going to do? They didn't make it in for Thanksgiving because of the snow in Michigan. So I'll be interested to read what he has to say. But you know what? Right now, we need to go to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors newsroom. I got rented teeth this morning. Here's the latest outdoor information from our good friend Desiree Loxley. We'll be right back here. And listen up to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors newsroom.
Hey, everybody, you just heard the Teletype Machine, and we got a hot item going on here. We're down at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Director's Hunt, and we have somebody that I was so excited to talk to, Desiree Loxley. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. Desiree was one of the dog handlers working the fields with her dogs, and we're going to hear from her how much fun it was as a woman enjoying the great outdoors. Desiree, what kind of dogs were you working out there in the field?
I have Deutsch Drahtars.
Which is like a what?
It's kind of like a German wire hair pointer, but it's FCI registered and not AKC registered.
Okay, because when I saw the photo of it, I went, I think I know what that dog is. But tell me about it. How long have you been doing this?
So my oldest dog will be 11 in January. So I guess almost 11 years.
What do you find? Because when you look at the room, and I'm not being, because my mother taught me to fish. My mother taught me to camp. My mother taught me to make my own booze. My mother taught me to cook. My mother taught me to do a lot of things. But what is it in this male, there's 150 men in that room and very few women, I think you're the only one, that was a dog trainer today. What's that like for you?
It's challenging, but very rewarding. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of the, you need to do this way. But I like to listen to everybody and then kind of take things my own way and train. I train a little bit differently than most in my club. But it's very rewarding.
Good. Besides, if somebody did that to me, I'd say, you know, go take a hike. It's my dog. Shut up. But now, you know, the thing is, what do you find when, okay, you go out in that field this morning. It was cold. There was way too much snow to go walking in the fields. I mean, I'm still in pain from it. But what do you find exciting about working with your dog that you trained?
It's very awesome to watch the dog work come to fruition when you've spent all summer training or many years training, to watch the dog doing what it's bred to do and loving the work.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. What made you say, I want to do this?
Really, my ex-husband wanted a hunting dog, and so I started researching breeds, and this is the breed that I found that was family-oriented, and it's kind of a jack-of-all-trades dog. We waterfowl hunt, we upland hunt, we hunt fur and feather, we blood track for deer.
So a lot.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And this educational process is something that you learned on your own?
So we have a very active club and a very active chapter. It's a very close-knit community. The Drahtar Club is amazing and very helpful. I actually went through the apprenticeship judging program, so I'm a judge for our tests. And my boyfriend Russ and I actually host and run dog tests and training days for our breed clubs.
Okay, I'm just saying. What gives you, I mean, is it watching the, of course it's watching the dog in the field, but is it, you know, is it when they pick up on something or get on point? Is that what makes your heart go bump, 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 bump?
It's just watching them work, watching them use the wind, watching them lock up solid on point, retrieve the bird to hand. It's all very rewarding.
Do you ever happen to look at one of the hunters that's with you who may have, you know, shot that pheasant and look at him and say, that was my dog?
No.
I would. I would have said that to one of them. That was my dog that got your bird, so you can get him.
No, it's just very rewarding to watching the dogs work, and it's been a great opportunity to work the dog and not have to worry about missing shots.
Yeah. How long do you work with your dog with, I mean, training is an never ongoing process, right? It's ongoing. But I mean, is it something that's taking X hours a day or every, you know, a couple of days you work with it? Or I mean, or you do little bitty training things throughout the day, even in the house?
It really varies depending on the time of year. We run our dogs through different testing in order to get them breed certified. So when we're gearing up for a test, it's a little more intensive. But a lot of it's just daily things that we do with the dogs that help promote stopping when they should. Mm-hmm. Like when you're going in and out of a door, you have them stop. That's a good, great start to teaching woe.
Woe teaching, well, very good idea. Now, okay, if there's some young girls that are listening to this, whether they're 10 years old, 15 years old, or 25 or 30 years old, and they're like, that sounds like fun. What would you tell them to do to get to the point where they've got their own trained dog?
First, you just need to listen, ask lots of questions, find a local dog community, whether it be AKC Games or NAVDA or a specific breed club, and attend training days, watch, learn, and listen.
And it's not so much for the breed that you have. It's any breed, right?
Yes.
So whether they want a lab, a short hair, a spaniel, a vishla, I'm probably missing a few. Don't do it with a husky, but trust me, I had a husky and all it did was hunt it for itself. But, but I mean, you know, go to those things and learn about it. And you know what? This is going to make your bond closer, I think, with your kids and family.
It's definitely a great bonus to train your dog yourself instead of sending it to somebody else or having somebody else do it. Mm-hmm. Now, there are instances where that's a necessity, but for the most part, it's very rewarding to see all the work that you've put in come together.
That's true. That's very true. And is this your first time coming to this event?
No, I actually was here last year. I just didn't participate in handling.
Oh, I was going to say, how did you sneak by me last year?
Yeah, Russ handled last year, so I came to the supper and the banquet. But
okay,
this year is my first year handling.
Are you going to make sure you're handling next year?
We will try. It depends on how it falls with work.
Okay, well, tell work to, I know, work gets in the way all the time. Trust me, I understand. Well, Desiree, I just want to say thank you to you, your boyfriend, and you know the kids in your house that probably help you with training, I would think. Not much, okay, but yeah, a little bit. But they love the dog, right?
Yeah, they do.
And that's all that counts.
That is.
Desiree, once again, thank you so much for coming on the program here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, everybody, that was Desiree Loxley, and she's a dog handler out at the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Huh? You need to come out next year and when you sign up, make sure you ask for Desiree, because I think you'll have a great time in the field. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you're looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the outdoor lover in your life, Midwest Outdoors has you covered with the Midwest Outdoors Christmas Gift Box. What's in the box? You ask? It's easy. Only some of my favorite lures that have been featured on Midwest Outdoors TV from brands like Rapala, Daredevil, and Custom Jigs, plus a 2-year subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine, both the print and digital editions, and a $25 gift card to fishusa.com. It's $150 value for only $50, plus shipping and handling. Visit MidwestOutdoors.com/giftbox to order today. Order by December 13th to guarantee Christmas delivery of MidwestOutdoors.com/giftbox.
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on! This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a Fun Certified Boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
With the hand yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, those sleigh bells were ringing in the background because, you know, old St. Mondel is coming around the corner here. To talk about the Forest Preserve District of Cook County programs for the month of we're both not going to get through this today. I can
no, I was just going to say this. I don't even know where to begin at that point. Leave your shoes out. Don't leave the shoes out.
Yeah, so yeah, cool. You know. Oh. Tim, Cook County Forest Preserve, once again, you know, don't ever say, in my mind, if you say there's nothing to do or the kid says that, put a coat on them and get them to a Forest Preserve program, nature center, outing, whatever. There's something going on everywhere, right?
Everywhere, literally everywhere. We are all hunkered down. You know, finally we have some snow in the area. Mm-hmm. Temperatures are down. But yeah, we at every location, Chauncey, whether it's a campground, a nature center, some of our regional zone teams tend to offer things here and there and everywhere else in between. So for all ages, but let me just start. I, for years, have promised the idea of the wonderful experience of visiting Sagawa Environmental Learning Center to take part in their waxing seminar or get out there and cross country ski. We have snow and we have lots of it and it's packed down. This is as good a time as ever to get over there, rent some skis, get out on the course and finally experience the joy of cross country skiing.
Yeah, because how many years? It's like, well, if we had a dusting of snow,
to go out there. I just went through mud. No, not this time. Now you're going to be on top of everything.
Exactly. It's going to be fun, and you know they do cross country skiing. They do other things there too.
Yeah. They'll do like a canyon walk still through it. So even if you just went out there on skis for, you know, a half hour and said, oh, I want to go warm up by the fireplace inside and then maybe go out and visit the canyon and check out the geological side of it all too. That's really a good opportunity to really enjoy
which is the only place you can find a waterfall in Cook County.
Correct. So everyone's like, wait, waterfall? Explain. No, you can. Absolutely. And actually, given the amount of snow, should this keep happening for the next few months, they'll actually have some good water in the springtime too.
Oh yeah, so that'd be cool. Hey, tonight we've got a winter bonfire going on at Camp Dan Beard in Northbrook.
Oh, it's amazing. For folks who have actually attended it before, or this possibly is their first time, this isn't a tiny bonfire. When we say bonfire, like resource management, any of the dead limbs, they'll Lincoln log style, assemble them up into an A-frame style and just let it go. You're talking 20, 30 feet. You, even though you want to bring layers with you, you're probably going to take your jacket off or your hat because you're going to be sweating so much. The fire is that hot, that warm.
That's cool. That's cool.
And they'll have night sky and things like that, s'mores. I think there's going to be a grilled cheese vendor out there as well.
Oh, no. If they were doing campfire songs, I might have showed up.
I think you're supposed to lead it. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Tell you that.
Oh no, you didn't. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. what other?
Yeah, so they have that, and then later this afternoon at 1 o'clock, over at Bemis, which is kind of the central portion of the county, they're actually going to have Hibernation Day. So again, given the winter and the climate and so forth, the Central Zone team is going to lead hibernation-oriented and themed activities where you can build with the snow and build dens, understand the hibernation patterns and why, and all the questions that come along with it.
Cool. Cool. Another cool little thing to go on. What else is happening, dude?
All month long, Trailside Museum of Natural History in the River Forest area is going to offer an art show. And all the pieces are created by the Forest Preserve staff. And for some who are thinking, well, that's fantastic. They're government employees. So what do they know about art? A lot of our staff, believe it or not, have art backgrounds or something, some form of it. So you can go out and take a look to see what has been created by the staff. Fridays are the only days you cannot attend because all the nature centers are closed to the public indoors. But it's offered all month long. Again, go check it out, especially during the winter break when parents and kids are off together. And then we also have, I could go through each one, Chauncey, but I'm not going to do that. But for the listeners, there are makers and crafts style workshops borderline every single location throughout the month. There's like a crafting circle at Caldwell. There's a maker's fair over at Crabtree Nature Center. You could do seed wreaths, if I remember correctly, down at Sand Ridge Nature Center. So on the website, when we talk at the end, you should do the plug. Go take a look and see what location is closest to you or if you're up for a little drive.
Oh, that sounds cool. Hey, you know, something that's you guys are doing, and I keep forgetting about this, is that the Camp Sullivan, you're going to have a winter open climb on Thursday the 11th, where you got to weigh way over 40 pounds, I guess. That's the minimum. That's probably because that's what you need, that the cable that they attach to you to go up and down on, the safety harness. But, I mean, so you can do cliff climbing inside, right?
Correct. Yeah, there are about five or six auto belay lanes. You know, parents, anybody over 16, obviously has to have a waiver. But I don't even know if folks know about that. I mean, obviously the preserves has campground locations throughout the area, but at this site specifically, they have indoor rock climbing. Different grips, different challenges for the courses and color codes. Yeah, you can go up, basically go out there on the 11th, and then during the week post Christmas, they'll be open as well. And you can go and stop in there. It's, again, nice and cozy atmosphere, and go ahead up and down, everything else in between. Everybody's certified, so you can feel comfortable allowing yourself and or your child, your cousin, your nephew, ever to do that.
Okay. Oh, what did you say that the nature centers are going to be closed what day?
On Fridays. They traditionally are. The grounds themselves are always open, but the indoor locations and buildings are always closed. Yeah. So so anything, you know, nature center related, if you're ever heading out to any of them, just be aware of that as well.
Okay, because like I know on the 12th at 10 a.m., they got a thing Fridays in the field where the Extension University of Illinois people are coming out, master naturalist people, we're going to talk to you and take a little walk around the woods. And then they have a bird walk evening owl prowl. Say that four times without coffee. And, you know, it's which is kind of cool because I tell people, you know, every season of the year is something special. But there is something about being in the woods in the winter, because you hear everything. You can hear a crack, you know, a quarter mile away. You can hear birds chirping next to you or a great distance. I mean, it is really remarkable. Or you'll hear a rustle, and it's a deer walking through the snow
quietly.
Yeah.
Just like, wow, that was right there. And I know, you know, when I take my kids out for walks, which my wife is not a super big fan of because I'm constantly pointing out everything nature related. She's like, "Can we just enjoy?" but I do point out the deer bed, for instance, and explain everything to them. But during the winter, you can't see as much of that. But then you see this big pounded lay of snow, and you're like, "Oh, that's where they were last night." Very cool. Very cool. And actually, that night as well on the 12th. It's going to be a constellation themed program at Crabtree Nature Center about night sky. So if you know you're not close to the River Trail area in Northbrook, but you're further northwest, go shoot over there. Again, really great opportunity to be in the preserves at night. I always said it was a rarity, but we seem to be offering more and more. So just a really cool experience overall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is a s'mores party.
Oh, yeah.
Like s'mores. You should watch The Sandlot before and then go there. S'mores party at Swallow Cliff North on the 13th.
Nice.
Be ready to be hyped up on sugar. That's mm-hmm. for sure. And then on the 17th, the campgrounds team is offering the first of a series throughout the wintertime called the Cozy Campground Book Club. And that's going to start at Camp Reinberg. Even though it's going through some construction in the main building, they're actually using one of the four-season cabins for this. So pretty cool, unique experience to be in there. And then you can go when you go online and click on the theme, you can find out about book clubs and what they're talking about.
Hmm. Okay, that's pretty cool. There's so many things where you're taking nature and involving it in the holidays, like a garland making thing with, natural stuff. The wildlife connections, learn about, the critters that are in the woods and things like that. There's one program, if your kid's got a favorite stuffed animal, bring it to, I'm trying to remember which one location it's at.
Where is it? The Stuffed Animal Storytime?
Yeah.
There it is. Yep, that's going to be on the 7th.
Right.
And that one's going to be at, look for it, Tim, because you have it online. There it is. It looks like River Trail.
Yeah.
But I will double check on that one for you. But yeah, there's the Stuffed Animal Time. I mean, in that vein, too, from the early childhood side of it all. It is River Trail. See, I hit the picture right. Mm-hmm. There's actually, I wrote this down too because I thought it was really cool because I was going to bring my daughter to this. Baby Buds at Crabtree Nature Center on the 9th. It's a nature-themed stories and activities. Mm-hmm. So, again, sometimes it's for everybody. Sometimes it's specific age groups. But there is so much offered everywhere all the time that you should be able to find something that's going to fit your need on that end of it. And actually, Chauncey, that leads me to the winter solstice offerings. The 20th, 21st, the 19th of this month, we will have all walks of life offerings in terms of winter solstice. So we'll have morning time at said location. We'll have evening with a bonfire at different locations. So some folks aren't necessarily keen on driving at night a far distance during the wintertime. Understood. Mm-hmm. A lot of variables to consider. If you want to do something in the morning, you could do something in the morning too. So take a look at the website because it has listings all over the place.
Yeah, I there's like three different ones. Little Red Schoolhouse, this one, that one. They all have those winter solstice fires and everything. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah,
so much fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then another thing, again, I bring a lot of personal moments into mm-hmm. our conversations just because, again, as a father, I understand like you're looking for something for everybody to do. There's an animal tracking 101 mm-hmm. near the end of the month on the 21st at 26th Street Woods in the LaGrange area. Given the snowfall, it's pretty cool to see the prints and understand, again, hibernation patterns or where they're going for food, water, etc.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I mean, literally, there's so many different programs. And the last one that I'm going to throw out there is on the 30th. There's a Kwanzaa celebration going on. And I'm trying to remember Dan Ryan Woods at Southwest 87th and Western Avenue.
That is an annual offer in the South region created. Probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's this idea, Chauncey, like we can create anything and throw it out there and say, please come attend, right? But
right.
If we don't know if that's what the community is looking for.
Yeah.
How are we really going to promote that? How are folks going to create pride and ownership behind some of these mm-hmm. things? So the Kwanzaa celebration is a perfect example of that. It's what the community is looking for. We're offering it at Dan Ryan Woods. Come on out there just to sled on top of it and then come inside, mm-hmm. partake in the celebration and really just embrace the wintertime in the preserves.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not just, you know, being out. I mean, yes, get out, walk around the woods. You know, let dress your kids like the Pillsbury Doughboy and let them or her, you know, wander through the woods and on a trail with you and, you know, some of the people there. But it's also all that you said, the different art programs, the origami, the painting, the garland making, the this, the that, the da, 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 da. I mean, there's so many fun things to do that we all need to just be part of for this special holiday month, isn't it?
100%.
If I want to get more information, buddy, where do I go besides Chauncey's Great Outdoors?
Start there. You can go to the website at fpdcc.com. Otherwise, you can stop at any of the nature centers or the events we talked about and grab a brochure for the next 3 months.
Yes, and always remember to leave something for good St. Mondel, you know, when he's delivering his gifts at Christmas time.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
All right, my friend. Well, to you and your family, I wish you both a most Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season.
Same to you as well.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to wish you a Merry Christmas and a holiday season to you and your family and friends. Waterworks is your one stop for those special holiday gifts for boaters in your life. The Waterworks store is fully stocked with everything your boater could need. And if you don't know what to get them as a gift, a Waterworks gift certificate will be the perfect gift you can hang on the tree for Christmas morning. That's a perfect gift for your friends who own a boat you go out with but will never share in the cost of the day. Buy them a Waterworks gift certificate. But if you purchase a boat from Waterworks before Christmas and live in Northeast Illinois, Waterworks can deliver the boat to your house on Christmas Eve for no charge. And you can see your family's face light up getting a Christmas present that won't fit under the tree, but they'll remember all their life. Waterworks has their winter hours going on and will be closed Sunday and Monday so their employees can enjoy their families this season. But Waterworks is still taking your boats in for service and winterization if you have not done it yet. So just call them at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com and find the boat of your dreams at Waterworks. Happy holidays from Waterworks and enjoy this holiday season. Make your family and friends Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could, whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Seems like we're traveling everywhere on today's show, but right now I've got a gentleman that,
We've known each other for about 20 minutes, but 20 long minutes.
Yeah, 20 years, maybe.
Pete Meyer, everyone. Pete, I know every year you love going down to where I used to go on a whole lot, to Wren Lake. And yes. You're very successful on Wayne Fitzgerald State Park area with archery hunting and stuff like that. And, you know, but you also go, you're down there for a handy, you know, it's what's the title of it? I can't remember.
Handicap hunt.
It's a handicap deer hunt.
It's a handicap deer hunt put on by Cesar Valier High School Outdoorsman Club, along with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Wayne Fitzgerald Park.
Yeah, at the Wayne Fitzgerald State Park. And, you know, everybody, the reason I love this event, and we talked with Pete a year ago about it, it's the community that gets all behind this.
Yes. And the school.
I mean, we're not talking a little bit. We're talking major, helping out these people with their hunt. I mean, I've done several hunts, you know, for the disabled in Illinois, handicap hunts for deer. I've done archery. I've done shotgun hunting. That was interesting. And, you know, a couple of other ones. But, I mean, here's one where the whole community, and that's why I said I got to get Pete on the phone and talk to him about it. And it, once again, it was unbelievable, right?
Right. It was the Cesar Valier High School kids, like late fall, set up all the blinds for all the handicap hunters. They go out and it's a roofed blind, three sides on it, and you bring your own chair and they take you out there, put you in the blind early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And lunchtime comes, you call it in. If you want some lunch, they'll drive out and bring you hot lunch. And if you need anything, they drive out and help you out. And as soon as you do harvest a deer, you make a phone call and you call up one of the girls that are running the show, and they'll send out a crew of kids and an older guy driving the four-wheeler, and they'll pick up the deer and take it back and process it for you.
Like, wait a minute. And
you get?
Yeah, I mean, and that's just that, the day of the hunt. But don't they do something like they have a big dinner?
Oh, yeah, there's a banquet the night before on Thursday night.
I wasn't sure if they did that or not,
Yeah, there was a banquet. But first of all, you have to go to the Army Corps of Engineers for a little briefing. Mm-hmm. And they tell you the do's and the don'ts of hunting. It's just typical gun hunting in Illinois. It's shotgun only. You have to have the blaze orange. All the rules apply. Mm-hmm. But you go to the meeting, and it's maybe a 20-minute meeting, and you get reinstated with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineering. You learn what's happening. Then later that afternoon, about 5:30 in the afternoon, you go to the banquet. And the banquet is just phenomenal. They got they got auctions, silent auctions, and raffles, and raffle tickets, and it's just amazing. And then at 6 o'clock is dinner, and they feed you. And it's just, they give out awards for the biggest deer from last year, and it's just phenomenal. They work so hard to make you feel comfortable and at ease.
Well, see, now that's what I mean. This is, it's not just, you know, because the ones I've been on are, okay, we met, we're at a state area, they loaded us all on trailers, we went out to sites, we did our hunt, we were, you know, one, two, three, that was it. But this, you know, the
community. Yeah, you're on your own. You're on your own with those. But this, they cater to you.
Yeah. This is, they, I mean.
They make you so comfortable, you hate to leave.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, and as we've become more mature.
older.
I tell my daughter, so I can't say older yet. But as we become more mature, you know, you would be surprised at how many, okay, maybe you have arthritis and you're not able to walk like you used to pheasant hunting or deer hunting. And we're talking about a deer hunt down in Wren Lake area, you know, so they take you out to the site. I mean, you're like, well, you know, I'm not in, you know, on, you know, have apparatuses to help me move, but I can't walk that far. I can't, you know, trudge through the fields or do this.
They'll help you. If you have any problems, if you're in a wheelchair, they'll wheel you out there. Mm-hmm. If you're handicapped and it's hard to walk and you don't need a wheelchair, they'll put somebody with you.
Yeah.
In the blind.
Yeah.
All you have to do is ask. And yeah. it's just the greatest hunt of lifetime.
Yeah. You're an able body. I was the able body guy for a guy at 100 Rocks Cut State Park. And
it's beautiful.
It was fantastic. And you don't realize how important it is to those hunters to do what they may not have done for 1, 5, 10, 20 years because of an injury or work or whatever.
Handicap hunters, guy with one arm, he hunts. There was a guy with no legs. He was there hunting, successful hunter. It was all types of handicap hunts.
Yeah. And
they cater to you so well. It's such a phenomenal hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in awe of what they can put out. That school for Cesar Vallier High School and the Outdoorsman Club and all the boys and girls that work there so hard and diligent that they just make you so comfortable.
Yeah. Here are these local kids are coming out there. They go, they grab your deer, they gut it for you. They take care of it. They do this. It's like, wait a minute, everybody.
It's an option. If you do harvest the deer, they'll ask you, do you want us to process it or do you want us to gut it? You know, they'll gut it and then hand it to you. Or if you want them to skin it and process it and give you the quarters and the back straps, tenderloins, etc., they'll do that too. And it's all free of charge. I gave them a lot of good goodies this year. I brought them 50 Lay's Orange hats and saying thank you to all the kids. I even gave them a sawzall so they could cut up the deers. And they wanted my sawzall last year. And
did they?
No. Yeah. And I says, no, this has got to go back with me. So I thought, you know what? These guys do all this for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to donate another sawzall to these guys. And they just fell over backwards to have a sawzall for preparation on the deer. So
I guess there's a successful hunt for, the hunter. And like I said, the Army Corps, the state, the kids from the Cesar High School, they're gutting the animals and learning about that. I think someone told me that the science teacher is really involved in that too.
I imagine.
Because you've got a great science project in front of you.
These kids are doing things all summer long at their outdoorsman club.
Yeah.
The boys and girls, they're truly outdoorsmen. It's a real loving club, and these kids are so wonderful. I just got to give a big shout out to the boys that were helping me. It was a Matthew Verso, Versalino, Matthew Versalino, and then there was Stetson Packer. These were the two little young men, 16 and 18, that helped me out immensely. They stay with you at the banquet. They help you out with a deer. They set you in the blind. They just bend over backwards for you. Mm-hmm. And then the two people I want to really thank is the Tracy Masters and Rachel Payne and their husbands for all the hard work they do to put this thing together. I mean, they do this all summer, all year, trying to get this thing get ready for next year already. So it's a phenomenal hunt, and I recommend it to anyone who's handicapped and is allowed to be able to get out in great outdoors. It's just a wonderful event.
Yeah. Well, Pete, I just want to say thank you for you to giving us the update on this. And, next year we got to do something with one of the people that organized this to see if we can maybe, get some people to donate to this project for gifts or whatever for them to use it with the kids helping out. Because I think this would be a marvelous thing, Pete. I think it would be a marvelous thing.
You betcha.
I want to go down there, but it's always the same. I got so much going on that weekend every year, and I'm like, I want to go. But maybe next year we'll be able to do that. Pete, thanks for calling in and talking to us this morning about the hunt down at Wayne Fitzgerald State Park with the Cesar High School kids doing a lot of work and the Army Corps, DNR, and a lot of local people pitching in together as a community to make it a better day for a hunter or huntress, however you want to say it, who hasn't been able to do it. And is back in the field again. Okay, Pete?
Yes, sir. All righty. Well, thank you very much.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to wish you a Merry Christmas and a holiday season to you and your family and friends. Waterworks is your one stop for those special holiday gifts for boaters in your life. The Waterworks store is fully stocked with everything your boater could need. And if you don't know what to get them as a gift, a Waterworks gift certificate will be the perfect gift you can hang on the tree for Christmas morning. That's a perfect gift for your friends who own a boat you go out with but will never share in the cost of the day. Buy them a Waterworks gift certificate. But if you purchase a boat from Waterworks before Christmas and live in Northeast Illinois, Waterworks can deliver the boat to your house on Christmas Eve for no charge. And you can see your family's face light up getting a Christmas present that won't fit under the tree, but they'll remember all their life. Waterworks has their winter hours going on and will be closed Sunday and Monday so their employees can enjoy their families this season. But Waterworks is still taking your boats in for service and winterization if you have not done it yet. So just call them at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com and find the boat of your dreams at Waterworks. Happy holidays from Waterworks and enjoy this holiday season. Make your family and friends Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Oh, all I can say is that brings me back to being 15 years old every time I hear that song. It's a great tune, a great tune. Satch and, you know, Bing Crosby. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This is the Chaunce Beacon and a cold Saturday morning. But, hey, but before we get into the rest of the segment, this is a little thing. You know, yes, it's Christmas and Kwanzaa and so many and the holidays and, but you know what? What I'd love you to do is think about this. You got a neighbor kid. Maybe it's a kid that plays with your kids, okay? And you know, you take your kid, which I hope you're taking your kids fishing and hunting and all that other cool stuff. But you know what? Why don't you be a secret Santa this year And buy that kid a simple, you know, don't get the, you know, the Barbie push button reel or, you know, the Spider-Man one. But, you know, buy him a decent, you know, spin cast, push button spin cast reel and rod combo. And, you know, wrap it up and just put down, you know, Secret Santa. Because he probably, he or she probably sees your kids going out with you, or which I would said, I hope, you know, and buy the kid a gift. It's not going to kill you, all right? And this way, you're creating a friendship and something for your child and them to do the rest of their lives. I mean, I was fishing with my friends years ago, and it's just a treasured thing that I hold deeply in my heart. So be a Secret Santa and buy the neighbor kid a fishing rod and reel, or if the kid has that stuff, buy him some fishing lures. But, you know, get him into the outdoors and just sign it, your Secret Fishing Santa. That's all you have to do. You know, that'd be a cool thing. I'd love to hear about it. And you know what? Give me a call or, you know, send me an email at chaunceyn@aol.com and tell me if you did it. I really would love to do this because, I mean, I do it every year and I have so much fun with it. But be a Secret Outdoor Santa to the kid next door or, you know, whatever the kid is. And you know what? That's not a bad thing to buy when these toy drives are going on. Buy them a rod and reel. Can't miss that anytime. All right. Let's talk about Aiden. He's already had, I think, 3 meals of his deer. I got that note last week. And this report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. He writes, Papa, lake effect snow has been coming a little every day, and it's been cold. But not real cold. Real cold. There is some ice forming in the backwaters, but it's thin ice. Mom said if I go out on the ice, she was going to kill me. But I asked her if I go out and fall through, what's the difference? I laughed walking away while she was yelling at me. Aiden, you can't. Don't push the buttons on Mom. Don't push the buttons on Mom. Because she's going to blame me for it, Aiden. That's pretty funny, though. The guys on early ice are looking for bluegills with small baits. Some of the rivers have some steelhead in them and a few walleye that I was talking to some guys, but they said not many were happening right now. There were no reports from Lake Michigan. The wind and waves were way too rough to even go out and look around. Hope you had fun pheasant hunting. Love your fishing magician, Aiden. And that, once again, is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Let's get a couple fishing reports in here. Joe up in Delavan area said he checked the launch. There were 2 people out, and they had some tip-ups, but he didn't see anybody out pan fishing. He still questions ice thickness because it's not uniform everywhere. Poygan, Joshua said early in the morning they were out with sleds and fishing. They did okay, nothing great. It could be a lot better. Well, that's very true. Wolf River, Fremont area, only a few people out. Repeat, only a few anglers out. This is from my buddy Alex. He says there's just, you know, we need better ice to be a little bit more comfortable. Monona Bay, that's up in Dane County. Bobby said, I just passed up that report. Hold on here a second. He says, up in Monona Bay, no one on the ice. Bay was iced over, but you could tell that there was some water had come through to the surface and not refrozen the other day by the Brittingham Park. And he said, the North Triangle is still open, but should be firming up maybe by this weekend. We might see some ice there. That's true. Very true. Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages all enjoying the outdoors fun this season to be extra careful on all Wisconsin water bodies and remember that no ice is safe ice. I know people, I go through this argument every year, but you know, you think you're walking through good solid ice because you see people out there and the people came from another direction. And you're coming from an area that may have some underwater springs and the ice isn't that thick. That's why when you're walking out on ice, you need to have an ice spud. And the ice spud is just a pipe with a sharp chisel on the front of it. And you whoop that ice, you bang that ice real hard. If it goes through, slowly back up. I really mean that. I really, really mean that. Always check the ice thickness whenever you're going out. Those eager to take advantage of the winter snow need to keep that ice safety most up in their mind, because it does change rapidly. It really does. You just don't know how quickly ice can go from one to another and back. As I mentioned early in the season, especially ice covered are unpredictable and can change quickly on Wisconsin rivers and lakes. Ice covered hides currents, debris, underground springs, still feeding lakes and rivers, thinning the ice in spots. Jacob, our good buddy, you know who sent me this? Jacob Hogslaw. He's the DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, and he does ice. He does a lot of things. I think he does windows, too. He says, no matter where you are, on foot, on a snowmobile, or UTV, it's important to remember ice is never 100% safe. And, boy, if you go through the water on a snowmobile, you're going to see a big ticket from DNR. And remember, they don't monitor ice conditions anywhere in the state. Please, please, please remember that. You got to be careful with that. Hey, preliminary harvest numbers. We got 182,084 deer during the 2025 gun deer season. This is for our friends in Wisconsin. That included 86,068 antlered and 96,016 antlerless deer. Compared to 2024, the gun season total harvest is just a smidge down, 0.8% statewide. Antlered harvest down 2.6%. Antlerless harvest was up 0.9%. Besides, I always said that those taste better. Think about that. All that testosterone going on in the bucks with their necks get all swollen. Come on. I mean, yeah, everybody is looking for that trophy rack, but that's okay. But they still have a lot of deer season going on. Some of the wild, numbers from the reports are Marquette County. It's a central farmland zone, led the state with, ready for this, 7.9 deer registered per square mile. That's a lot of deer. Vernon County led the southern farmland zone with 6.5 deer registered per square mile. That's pretty cool, too. It varies, what zone you're hunting, but you got to remember all of those things in there. In the state of Michigan, they have a preliminary harvest total, because they still have some seasons open, of 128,966. That included 47,880 antlerless deer and 81,000 with antlers. In Illinois, we took 51,409. And Mario is sending me the flute, which means, Chauncey, we got to be going. It's okay, Mario. I like to leave you always with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from our friends, Chief Seneca. It says, be eager to share your gifts in the name of love. That's very true. And this season, let's do that. Let's be eager to share our gifts in the name of love. Think about that. Remember what I said earlier? Being a secret outdoor Santa for a kid in your neighborhood, or maybe a toy drive, do that for them. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. And we really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we'll be at Whiskey U in Elmhurst on Wednesday night. Come on out, everybody.